Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 18, 2020. Iowa Public Broadcasting Board approves fiscal year 2022 state budget requests. The Iowa Public Broadcasting Board met on August 12, 2020 by teleconference. The meeting opened with the board discussing the impact of COVID-19 on operations, an update on finding a replacement for Susan Moritz Scharnberg, the current president of the Iowa PBS Foundation, who will be retiring in October 2020, and the re-election of Gary Steinke as president of the board and Courtney Maxwell Green as vice president of the board. Fiscal year 2022 budget requests. For fiscal year 2022, the board is requesting an increase of $100,000 and 1.0 FTE position for historical preservation of visual archives. The request would allow Iowa PBS to restore, catalog, digitize, and preserve video archives and potentially allow educators, students, and the public access to footage from the last 50 years. In addition, the board is requesting $2 million for technology and capital improvements projects, which includes KQIN transmitter/mask filter replacement. Rebrand report. Susan Ramsey, Iowa PBS Director of Communications, provided an update on the continuing work for the name change of Iowa Public Television to Iowa PBS. Multiple data points were provided, including tracking across multiple media platforms and decision-making regarding changes in using budgeted resources in the midst of COVID-19. COVID-19 response and support. Governor Reynolds has been using the Iowa PBS location in Johnston, Iowa to broadcast weekly press conferences. Iowa PBS is also providing programming and support statewide. Several programs have been aired to historically document COVID-19 responses across the state, and Iowa PBS has provided multiple online educational resources, including working with the Science Center of Iowa and the Blank Park Zoo to provide local educational content. The board also discussed the statewide connectivity issue and potential opportunities for Iowa PBS to provide support, and the beginning work being done at the federal level regarding how the public broadcasting service could fill the infrastructure gap into remote or rural areas. The next meeting of the board is scheduled for Wednesday, October 14, 2020. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Vargason, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-725-2249.